speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, February the 22nd, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at what's going on today. And you know, when we look at the hypocrisy behind the attacks that they have staged and continue to stage, what I'm concerned about is that as we focus on the Jesse Smollett thing, we're not going to focus on that today. We're going to move on to that. But it is important to understand what they're doing in context. You know, what I see with this Jesse Smollett situation is essentially another blackface minstrel show distraction from the assaults on our lives and liberties. Same thing they did in Virginia with Ralph Northam. As soon as this guy came out and actually said what they wanted to do, we want to take babies that have just been born, set them on the table, we'll have a discussion whether we want to let this baby live or not, and then maybe we'll kill it. And that's okay, because this is our freedom, our privacy. We don't want government intruding into a discussion on infanticide, you know, with parents killing their kids. And at what point do you stop that? You know, when the child is 5 minutes old, 5 years old, at what point do we say that parents can't murder their children? With the help of a healthcare professional like Ralph Northam, of course, right? And so when that came out, people were stunned, just like they were stunned when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez unintentionally told people where this whole Green New Deal is headed. No cars, no planes, no meat, no freedom. Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. We don't want that. We don't want people putting babies on the table to decide whether they're going to kill them or not. And so what they do is they roll out the blackface charges for Northam. And then they don't do anything about that. Now we've got another one of these situations. And there's a lot that's happening. We're going to talk about what is happening to us. Folks, we've got, just put it this way. Government pricks. We've got government pricks who want to mandate vaccines everywhere. I just talked about it yesterday. We've got 100 mandatory bills that have surfaced in 30 different states. And now we've got, as we reported on, InfoWars yesterday, after I talked about that, Kellen McBreen said, yeah, and also the FDA, Trump's FDA, talking about how we've got this measles vaccination, epidemic. We don't have enough vaccinations, and we may have to mandate that you get a vaccination or you don't get an education. Well, fine. Throw me into that briar patch. You have a lot of parents, it's going to come to push to shove. You're going to have to, we're getting to a point where you're going to have to make some really hard choices about life. Do you want life and liberty for your kids, or are you going to go along with the threats from the government? You're going to get in the system or get out of the system, folks. You want that mark of the beast? You want their permission for everything that you do? Maybe your kids would be better off without a vaccine and without their phony education. We have to distinguish between an education and schooling. Maybe it's time you start to think about that. Maybe it's time you take up this challenge. Maybe it's time we stop focusing on their blackface shenanigans and minstrel shows as they assault everything in our lives covertly. You know, Maxine Waters said that. Yeah, we'll talk about that just a little bit. The hypocrisy of Maxine Waters and Kamala Harris, it's important to understand that. But it's more important to understand how the narrative is being controlled by the mainstream media and by the social media companies like Facebook. And what is behind them? The Atlantic Council. And a very, and the Democrat Party and other things. There was a, we'll get into what happened with Tulsi Gabbard, with Doug Jones. All those things happened while I was gone after the heart attack. I didn't talk about those. Now is the time. We're going to hit those things. We're going to talk about your DNA, your physical and your digital DNA. What is it that they really want to know about you in order to control you completely? Oh, but we have to make sure that we can establish that we can inject anything into your body that we want at any time. My body, my choice? Yeah.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, February the 22nd, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Yes, everybody is talking about it. It's the only thing I hear anybody talking about, especially in the political world. As The Hill points out, the Jussie Smollett controversy has roiled the political world. Politics, entertainment, it is the juncture of where politics becomes entertainment, when it becomes a distraction. He wasn't assaulted. I never believed he was assaulted. Yes, innocent until proven guilty. He's now been booked. The police don't believe him anymore. I didn't believe him from the very beginning. I put out some stuff. I figured, well, I'm going to get banned now by Twitter, but I've just got to say this. Did it weeks ago. I thought it was phony from the very beginning. It's looking very phony. He just turned himself in. They have charged him with disorderly conduct. They set him, and actually we got video of him turning himself in here. I'll play for you in just a second. Smollett's bail was set at $100,000 Thursday, hours after he turned himself into police on a felony charge of disorderly conduct and filing a false police report. Now, he's also being investigated by the FBI because he created that false bioterror attack. Sending crushed up aspirin to himself in a letter, hate letter. They investigated that as a terror attack. And if you do something like that and you stage something like that, they can say that you did that falsely. And he could face up to 5 years for that. He could face up to 3 years for what he did to the Chicago police. We'll see what happens with that. But first of all, I want to show you, there's not too many people have this footage of Jussie Smollett turning himself in. This is an exclusive here, the David Knight Show. This is Jussie Smollett turning himself in.
It's a sure way to get him killed.
Oh, help me, help me, help me. Somebody help me, help me, help me, help me.
Shut up.
There you go. Oh, obviously, a hate crime. Definitely a hate crime. And it looks like another one was committed on Jussie Smollett as he was turning himself in. Of course, that's Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles. Mel Brooks would be pilloried today for any of the stuff that he did. We cannot have humor in the humorless society that we're now having created in order to control us. It is a tactic of control. Kamala Harris had her own jokes about being half of her family's from Jamaica. That's her father. Her mother was from India. Of course, she wants to identify now. Kamala Harris wants to identify as an indigenous American, even though her parents came here from India and Jamaica. I think they came here legally. Actually, her father seems like a good guy. He was not too happy with her saying, when they're talking about smoking pot, she says, yes, I have. I've inhaled. I did inhale. Look, I joke about it. I've joked about it. Half my family's from Jamaica. Are you kidding me? Of course I smoke pot. Her father, as reported in InfoWars, said, my dear departed grandmothers, whose extraordinary legacy I described in recent essay on this website, as well as my deceased parents, must be turning in their grave right now to see their family's name, reputation, and proud Jamaican identity being connected in any way, jokingly or not, with a fraudulent stereotype of a pot-smoking joy seeker in the pursuit of identity politics. In other words, and goes on to say, speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty. This travesty of his daughter running for office. Well, he should have distanced himself from the travesty of his daughter trying to virtue signal, trying to be cool. Most people said, well, she said she did this in college, but the song she said she was listening to didn't come out when she was in college. So either she was lying about it, or maybe she was, you know, sitting there listening to these songs from Snoop Dogg or whoever it was that she said she was listening to, smoking pot, while she was an attorney, maybe even while she was attorney general in California, locking up people for doing what she was doing. And, of course, she wanted to lock up the people who blew the whistle on the murdering abortionists in California. Now she wants to be president. She wants to get rid of Columbus Day because, you know, Columbus is not an honorable person. She is, right? And she went on to say this about Smollett. She said, we must speak the truth. Hate crimes are on the rise in America. Are they really? I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, when we look at the gun shootings, when they say, well, this many people were shot. You know, they include everybody that gets shot. So if you've got a guy who walks in, armed robbery, threatening a group of people, and a law-abiding citizen with a concealed weapon pulls a gun and shoots that guy dead, that's a shooting. That's a shooting. So I wonder if when we look at these statistics that she cites from the FBI, because they do count all, everything like that as a shooting, even if it is in self-defense, do they count, when they say hate crimes are increasing, do they count the hate crimes that are being instituted by their people, or do they say, oh, we're always the victims? So they always insinuate that in all the shootings, all the people are innocent victims. Not all of them are innocent victims. And they want to say that all the hate crimes are perpetrated against them because she plays the identity politics game, as her father pointed out. Maxine Waters, even worse. Maxine Waters, the day after Smollett made his claim. You know, most of these people now have now kind of reluctantly walked this back a little bit. And I just have to say about the hate crime stuff. We always said that this is going to lead to a fantasy land of wild accusations against people. I mean, if he was beaten, you know, if somebody is beaten, if somebody is murdered, if somebody has a crime of violence committed against them, isn't that enough? Usually when we look at these other charges of racism or hatred or something, that is used to establish a motive to prove that this person actually committed the physical crime. But of course, we're so divorced from any kind of physical reality anymore. We don't even acknowledge the physical reality of different sexual genders anymore. It's not biological. It's not binary. It's not objectively determined. And so I guess we're going to get to the point where the murder itself doesn't matter. It's only what we think the person was thinking. Because that's what's now mattering as far as gender goes, right? So we have entered this land of la-la land. But Maxine Waters is out there saying, I'm pleased that he's doing okay about Smollett right after it happened. We have to understand this is happening for a reason. Why all of a sudden do we have people unable to study while black, unable to mow a lawn while black? I thought it was Rand Paul that was attacked while mowing a lawn. Did I miss a black person getting attacked by a Democrat neighbor? While his moan is on. I mean, in her mind, Rand Paul was a black guy being attacked by a Republican. And let's just flip this around. Unable to picnic while black. I'm not aware of that either. I knew there was some, again, some politicians who were, you know, practicing softball in the park. Maybe that's what she's thinking about. Steve Scalise. But he's not even allowed by the Democrats to talk about why he should be allowed to defend himself after he was shot by a hate crime, a Democrat, you know, committing a hate crime. It's coming, all this is coming, she said, from the President of the United States. It's all President Trump's fault. Jesse Smollett is President Trump's fault. He's dog whistling every day. Just yesterday, I told you how a university went into panic. They started taking down posters that were up about a free speech rally. They contacted the police. They put out memos for everybody that had been triggered, that were all the people that were hiding in their safe places. They said, oh, somebody's talking about a free speech rally here on campus. Well, you know, you talk about a free speech rally, that is a dog whistle for fascism. In other words, in the mind of this university president, free speech is a dog whistle for fascism. It's free speech equals fascism. These are our Orwellian educators. Yeah. Free speech equals fascism. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. And if you want ignorance, you can go to the university and you can watch CNN. But we'll be right back with some truth for you about these the real attacks on our lives and liberty. Stay with us.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth. One of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
thrill is gone. Maxine was so thrilled when she thought that they had a hate crime there in Jesse Smollett. They thought they had the kids from Covington Catholic. The thrill is gone. It just isn't fun to be a Democrat anymore. I mean, these thrills only last for a day or two, and then eventually the truth comes out. And the thrill is gone. Here's Maxine Waters. Let's play video clip number three. Here's Maxine Waters. And she's not ready to let go of that thrill yet. Maybe like Chris Matthews used to say about Barack Obama, you know, just thinking about this gives her a thrill running up and down her leg. She's not ready to let go of that just yet. Here's what she had to say.
And how do we make sense of Jesse Smollett? How do we make sense of the situation?
I don't think we can at this point make sense of it. There's still some
I don't look to make sense of anything.
Some answers that have to be given. He's a friend. He was at my office. We marched in a pride parade together. He introduced me at Black Girls Rock. And so
obviously, he's got a lot of credibility, but does all those things.
When I heard about it. I still don't know all of the details. I'm waiting for the final results of all of this. If, in fact, it's a hoax, of course I would be disappointed. But I'm just hopeful.
Yes, you would be disappointed. The thrill would be gone.
And if he finds that he's in trouble, that his life will be changed, then he has to redo it all over again.
Hmm. Yeah, she'd be disappointed. You know, she's marched with him. He's gone to, we're close friends. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I'd be real disappointed if this was a hoax. She's going to hang on to that. And so is the mainstream media. And they're going to hang on to that, folks, because like I said, they want a blackface minstrel show distraction to keep us from understanding what they're really doing. And what they're really doing is coming not only after our liberties, but after our very lives. I talked yesterday about how we have 100 bills in 30 states that want to take away our choice. My body, my choice. We hear that from the Democrats all the time. As a matter of fact, you know, they had to do the first minstrel show in Virginia because we had a governor talking about murdering babies after they were born. How is that your choice, your body, when it's your baby already born laying on the table, separated from you? But, you know, my body, my choice, but not when it comes to vaccines. They panicked, as I said yesterday, 36 cases of measles in Washington State. The governor declares a state of emergency. Nobody died. Nobody died. Headlines. For God's sake, vaccinate your children. Now, the mainstream media is all over this. Measles is on the rise, but telling that to anti-vaxxers won't fix it. They're stupid. And as they pointed out on Free Thought Project, more people die from bee stings in the U.S. every year than die from measles in the last two decades. And if you want something to be really worried about, take a look at the picture of that giant bee that's on Drudge Report yesterday. Living Wallace's giant bee. Four times the size of a regular honeybee. And, you know, if you want something to be afraid of, you know, consider the fact that more people die from bee stings every year than die from vaccines in the last 20 years. More than 20 times the number of people. I'm sorry, measles. Yeah, measles. Vaccines. Yeah, we're going to get to that, though. Yeah, more people die from bee stings, 20 times more people die from bee stings than from measles. We got a big bee on its way. But we also have some big mandates coming from the federal government because it's not just the individual state, the 100 bills introduced in 30 states to take away our choice. As Free Thought Project said, look, we're not doctors. We're not even going to say anything about you know, vaccines or what's in them or anything like that. We're just going to point out that the risk factor is not that great for measles. And we all know that. I've played clips from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. You know, the Brady Bunch in the 70s, the Flintstones in the 60s, the Donna Reed Show in the 50s, where her husband was a doctor. Nobody took it seriously, and they even said that. Well, you know, it's not serious. Look, we've all had measles, and we know you get over it. So they're trying to make people panic about this. And now, as Kel McBreen writes on InfoWars, the FDA, Trump's FDA, is now threatening to make vaccines mandatory. FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb warned Tuesday that the agency might have to step in and override state laws that allow unvaccinated children to attend public schools. This is President Trump's FDA. 2 years after he got in, we had hoped, because President Trump had indicated that he seemed to have some understanding that there was a greater risk of autism. Doesn't make everybody, you know, just as everybody doesn't die when they get measles, right? Very, very small number of people die when they get measles. But we got to vaccinate everybody. Well, you know, perhaps it is a small number of people, percentage-wise, that get autism. But shouldn't we do the research? Shouldn't we find out what that percentage is? Shouldn't we do some studies about the preservatives and the adjuvants, the irritants that they put in, things that irritate your immune system? Do those irritants to your immune system cause other long-term permanent side effects? We thought that President Trump would look into this. There's been a lot of cover-up at the CDC and elsewhere. But here we are, 2 years into this, and President Trump's FDA commissioner is now saying, we might have to have national mandates to keep your kids from going to government schools if they're not vaccinated. And I say, maybe that would be a blessing in disguise for people who really care about their kids' education, really care about their kids' health, to completely break with these government pricks. I'm sick and tired of these people who think that I'm their slave, their livestock. That's the way they treat us. We have the right to determine what these risks. There is nothing that is 100% safe. If their vaccines were 100% safe, they wouldn't have had to demand from President Trump in 1986 that they get legal immunity. They said, if you don't give us legal immunity, we're going to go out of business. So they gave them legal immunity. There is a court that they don't tell you about. We call it the vaccine court, special master that you can go to. They call themselves the special master. You can go to, you get hurt, you can go to your massa. Massa tell your slave that you may be getting something from the pork barrel because we hurt you. And you found out there's a process here. But yeah, they call themselves special masters for this plantation that we are all slaves on. Kellen points out in his article, this would be a major move considering nearly every state grants religious exemptions. 17 states allow philosophical exemptions, which would mean that I have looked at this. I think that there is a certain risk for autism or for autoimmune disease from these vaccines. I understand that there is a certain risk from measles or mumps. I have decided to go this other route, or I have decided to take the vaccines in a different time schedule. I want to take them, but I don't want them all clustered at a very early age on my child all at once, overwhelming the immune system. So, we're not going to allow that kind of philosophical objection. They don't want to call it a scientific objection. They don't want to call it a mathematical objection. They don't want to call it a risk objection. They call it a philosophical objection. It's a conspiracy theory, of course. And so this is what the head of the FDA under Trump says. They're creating the opportunity for outbreaks on a scale that's going to have national implications. And this is a national narrative that's being sold to us by the mainstream media and by big pharmaceutical companies.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go.
Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Double electricity, shockwave, central power on the motherboard, yes.
Well, like Kamala Harris, and it's become a mantra now, these Democrats. They're ripping kids from their parents at the border. She won't talk about ripping kids from the parents at birth, from the womb, ripping the kids apart. Oh, no, as Attorney General of California, she comes after the people who are exposing that barbaric practice. Body parts. You want some body parts? Yeah, we can get those body parts from those babies for you, says Planned Parenthood. So she says, oh, shut up. You know, they just got overruled. They tried to, the current attorney general who took her place in persecuting the whistleblowers has just been shut down by a judge. Said, no, actually, if you're going to come after these people for their undercover investigation, if you're going to try to persecute and prosecute these whistleblowers, the Center for Medical Progress exposing Planned Parenthood, if you're going to come after them for those videos, you got to let the jury see the videos. Oh, yeah. Good luck with that prosecution now, California, Kamala Harris. But, of course, yeah, she wants to talk about ripping kids from their parents. Their parents who had recklessly endangered them, by the way, dragging them across that border. But what is all this stuff about my body, my choice? They don't want you to have any choices about anything. Just as we heard from Occasional Cortex when she was unintentionally honest. They're not going to let you make choices about your transportation. They're not going to let you make choices about meat. They've got the same activist, statist liberals telling people, we're not going to let you have sugar. We're going to tax that sugar drink out of existence. They're going to get rid of your meat. They're going to get rid of your sugar. They're coming after CBD, not just pot, CBD now. They think they're going to be able to roll it back and come after CBD. It doesn't even get people high. It's just medicine. And I don't like people putting that in shots of coffee or putting it in food at restaurants or whatever, or being able to get healthy stuff that isn't going through their pharmaceutical sponsorship. That's what we're going to get into here with the FDA. I'm going to give you a little bit of history about the FDA that wants to force vaccines on you, ban CBD, but doesn't have a problem with opioids. When are we going to wake up here? These are the people who worked with big pharmaceutical companies to push this opioid epidemic on everybody for the last 25, 30 years. They ought to be in jail. They ought to be in jail. Let the people who were peaceful pot users out and put the people from big pharmaceutical companies and these FDA officials in their places. That's really what ought to happen if there's any justice in this country. But now we got President Trump's FDA director out there talking about how, well, I think we need to look at mandatory vaccines. Because we can't have this happening. You know, we gonna have national implications. Yeah, it is a national narrative that's being sold to us by the propaganda media folks. They want to, this is a narrative that's been manufactured for the drug manufacturers. And they want to manufacture your consent by controlling social media. You got all these various social networks out there shutting down any discussion of the risks involved on either side. That's what Free Thought Project was saying. They said, look, you know, just take the case of bee stings, for example, versus measles. More people have died from bee stings and from measles in the last 20 years in the United States. More people die every year from bee stings than died in the last 20 years from measles. So let's let people make up their mind about the risks. Let's also talk about the risks of taking the vaccine, because there are risks involved in that. That's why they had to give these manufacturers immunity in 1986. They know that there are risks. It was a very urgent bill for them to get passed because of the things that they were putting in the vaccines. Let's talk about whether or not the vaccines work, for example. Popular science, always carrying water for the establishment. Measles cases continue to rise in Washington State. Here's why they aren't stopping. Oh, yeah, they're up to 62 now. So what? So what? More than 62 people got sick and measles every year when I was in elementary school. So what? That one school. And then, again, they trot out the statistic that I talked about the other day. Well, in the Philippines, they did have people who died. They say the Philippines are telling us, and, of course, we can believe everything that's coming out of the Philippines, right? I'm sure that Duarte is right on top of this. These people who don't believe, they absolutely despise Duarte, who says, drug dealer, shoot him on sight. If you even think that they're a drug dealer, I'm authorizing the police to shoot these people on sight. And they've shot a lot of innocent people on sight in the Philippines. But we can trust the Philippines. They're telling us that they've had 4,300 cases of measles, and they've had 70 people, most of them children, who have died. Okay, well, that's about 16 per 1,000 deaths of children who got measles. How many children die per 1,000 in Philippines of all causes? About 30. So you're telling me that of the people that got measles in the Philippines, they were dying at half the rate of children in general. But they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that. As Mark Twain says, statistics don't lie. Liars use statistics, however. They don't compare the risk of dying from measles versus the risk of dying for children from all causes, probably including bee stings. But anyway, they go back to the Washington outbreak. State epidemiologist Scott Lindquist told KOMO it was someone from outside the U.S. who exposed a group of kids to the virus. Oh, wait a minute. You mean that measles patient zero was an immigrant? Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Let's not go there. But, you know, it's not just risk for those who, and again, he says, well, somebody who came from the outside and they were exposed to kids who were unimmunized. Okay, well, okay, if it's limited to that, then let those parents make that decision. None of those unimmunized kids who've gotten measles have died. And if one does, it isn't a national emergency. People die from colds. People die from bathtubs. Nobody gets out alive here, folks. That's one of the that's the subtitle of Zero Hedge. It's like, in the end, there is no hedge. We're all going to die of something. It's a question of risk. You're not going to live forever, in spite of what the transhumanists tell you. Technology isn't going to let you live forever. It ain't going to happen. It's all going to catch up to everybody eventually. But the bottom line is, that's a risk for the unvaccinated, isn't it? If their vaccines work, it's only a risk for the unvaccinated. My body, my choice. Shut up. None of your business. Supreme Court said that. But of course, we have seen in previous outbreaks, there was one in New York, they traced patient zero back. Patient zero, they had four people get measles. Oh, we got to pull the CDC in here, treat it like it's a case of Ebola. Actually, treat it more seriously than they treated Ebola. Remember when it was Ebola? There was nothing to be worried about. Look, you know, you got the Dallas City Councilman saying, look, I'm handling their clothes. I'm going through their apartment. No problem. It's just Ebola. Measles, look out. not everybody that gets Ebola dies. But it is way, 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 way higher than the people who die from measles. But we don't think about risk anymore. You know, we don't think mathematically. We don't understand the analog world. Everything is binary. It's either a one or a zero. The government tells us it's safe or it's true, or they tell us that it's unsafe or it's untrue, and we have to listen to them. So, we look at these people. Getting back to the New York case, four people got it. They found that three of the four people had been vaccinated multiple times. One of them, they weren't sure if they had been vaccinated once or twice. But patient zero had been vaccinated twice. This is why they're panicking. The FDA now threatening to enforce mandatory vaccination laws countrywide. And we're going to talk about the social media aspect of this, because that's where this all ultimately goes. You now got Pinterest as well as Facebook and others going to shut down any debate about risks, about health risks. No, they're just going to force that mandate on you. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Leaps and by bounds, the number number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with a discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to find. It's too late to change.
Welcome back. Yeah, I may be crazy. I may be crazy to think that anything's ever going to change in Washington, regardless of who's president. We got President Trump's FDA commissioner say, well, we got national emergency here. We need to be looking at forcing kids to take vaccines. I guess things don't change, do they? So many things that we hoped would change. Very sad to see the way this is playing out. We're going to talk about that, but I want to move on now to the way that this is being sold to us. Yes, it is a national narrative that's being put out there. It's they're manufacturing an emergency, trying to manufacture consent for their drug manufacturers. If that doesn't work, they'll just mandate it. They don't care. You know, we're talking about abortion. We had the Vermont bill, Vermont House, rather, passed a bill, H-57. They overwhelmingly passed that yesterday. It is a sweeping, no-limits abortion bill that makes terminating a pregnancy a fundamental right at every stage of pregnancy. And one of the, it was passed 106-36 by Democrats. They defeated more than a dozen proposed amendments by Republicans. This is Bernie Sanders' land, by the way. Vermont. You know, Bernie Sandinista. Maybe we should say it was the Sandinista legislature passing this here. They want to, the Republicans said, well, let's have a 48-hour waiting period. Or let's notify parents if it's minors, you know, because it's statutory rape. Oh, Planned Parenthood and the Democrats don't care about statutory rape. Don't want to tell anybody about that. Don't want to tell the parents so they could be involved in a major surgical procedure that the minors are going to have. Or maybe we might, the Republicans said, let's cut this off at 24 weeks. No. Except in cases of medical emergencies. They even put that in there for the Democrats. That wasn't good enough for them. One of the Democrats, Becca White from Hartford, Vermont, said, I trust women. Do you? Do you really trust women to make decisions about their health? To make decisions about their children's health with vaccines? No, you don't. I cast my vote in favor of codifying protections to safeguard this fundamental reproductive right. Vermont Right to Life executive blasted the Democrats for rejecting, quote, common sense amendments to protect minor girls, to limit abortions on unborn babies in the latest stages of development, to provide informed consent, to say, hey, you know, there's some other alternatives to abortion. If you're interested in women's health, you would be interested in that because the DNC procedure, and I'm not talking about the Democrat National Convention or the committee, although it really it's one of the same thing. No, the dilate and cut procedure, that is the DNC procedure that we're talking about. But this is the DNC procedure to help that to happen. And in many cases, as they're ripping the baby out of the mother, ripping the baby apart, an arm here, a leg there. They sometimes rip the mother as well. And so maybe you would want to tell them about some alternatives to that. No, can't do that. Not going to have any regulation or inspection of abortion clinics either. Oh, because, we're about women's health, so we don't want to inspect or regulate the clinics for safety. Everything else they do, right? The only place that they support choice is in killing your children. She said it's official, the Vermont Democrat Party, well, I would just say the DNC in general, but it's official for Vermont, holds the dubious distinction of being the party of unlimited, unrestricted, unregulated abortion on demand throughout pregnancy. And they said it's now going to go to the Democrat-controlled Senate. But Vermont already didn't have any restrictions on abortion. Why are they doing this? Well, they're very, very concerned that the Supreme Court might overturn Roe v. Wade. And so I said, we can't sit here and question whether or not reproductive rights are going to be terminated by the Supreme Court. Well, why don't we preemptively do something to protect our health choices when it comes to vaccines? Why don't we do that preemptively if we got the FDA commissioner out there bragging about how he might shut down our choice on vaccines? We can't do that. Trump won't do that. Republicans won't do that. Of course they won't. They're in the pocket of big pharmaceutical. We'll talk about that in more depth, and we're also going to talk about the ISIS brides, quite frankly. I think that brings up some very interesting cases, not only about immigration, about can a foreigner sue to become a citizen of your country, but also about the whole anchor baby situation. That now that we don't have an election, the Republicans, President Trump don't want to talk about the anchor baby situation, right? I think we ought to title this woman who wants to come in, this ISIS bride. She's now on her third husband. The other two left her for 72 virgins. They were killed. jihadi terrorists. I think that should be the title, though. My husbands left me for 72 virgins. Now I want to be an American citizen. And we'll also talk about Elon Musk, who is the poster boy for the Green New Deal. He's hurting because nobody's buying his Model 3. We're told they had 500,000 pre-orders on that. Really? Seriously? Was that real or was that kind of a Jussie Smollett story? Did they put down money? Is he having to give back that money? I mean, that'd really be a hole in his pocket, wouldn't it? This is the guy who, and I say he is the poster child of the Green New Deal because he gets all these subsidies because it's electric. Oh, we want more electric cars. And so we'll do anything for anybody that pushes the idea of electric cars or self-driving cars, because we don't want you owning a car. We don't want you actually doing the driving. They want to control where you go, everywhere that you go. The only people who have free mobility are the illegal immigrants coming into this country. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how, in the words of Eric Peters, he's got a scheme for giving these things away since he can't sell them. Demand for them, sales of the Teslas are collapsing. And part of it is because Consumer Reports no longer recommends it. Regardless of that, we do have some good news on the transportation front. We've got a California lawmaker proposing highways with no speed limits, a Republican, I'll add. And this is something that was actually, I saw it on a car site, car news site. But it's also picked up at the top of USA Today today. It said, well, what's going on? We've got all these legislators everywhere saying we need to have kind of recreate the Autobahn here in the U.S. It's like, yes, let's do that. I'm all for that. We'll tell you why that's a good idea. We'll come up to that in a moment here as well. So we got a lot of things to talk about. ISIS brides, Autobahn, no speed limits on the highway. You know, my body, my choice, whatever. But that's not exactly you and you alone. I mean, that is it's not as clear-cut a decision as whether or not you're going to have a medical procedure shoved down your throat by the FDA. Before we do, real quickly, before we talk about the FDA and how complicit they have been in this opioid epidemic and how the government is using social media and regular media to put out all these different things, because it's not just about health issues, of course. It's also about foreign wars. Remember, 2 months after they shut down InfoWars, they purged 800 different sites off of social media. What did they all have in common? They weren't all Trump supporters and conservatives. The vast majority were. But they all did things like they opposed the police state. They opposed foreign wars. That's enough to get you shut down, even if you do that. And this is part of an agenda that we can see being enacted against Tulsi Gabbard, for example. That was something I was going to talk about. Well, actually, it happened while I was sick. I was going to talk about how they had exposed the same people who came after Tulsi Gabbard at the end of the year, right as I had my heart attack and was off the show. They had just discovered this organization that had set up a false flag against Roy Moore in the Roy Moore, Doug Jones, Alabama Senate race. It's amazing how much it looked like the Jussie Smollett thing. What they did was, it was a, we'll get into a little bit of detail on this. I never talked about it because it wasn't here, and then it became old news, and we always have something that's coming out new. Because, you know, we've always got another blackface minstrel show distraction. So we don't talk about the fundamental attacks on our liberty and on our lives. And so it's time we go back and we put this in context. I'm going to do that coming up in the next hour. To give you a quick overview, and I know there's some people who only care the first hour of this. Basically what they did was they created these sites, created what they said later were Russian bots, identified those and said, look, these sites that they had created, quite frankly, they did a false flag attack to attack Doug Jones. So then they could say those Russian robots are attacking Doug Jones on behalf of Roy Moore. And it was all a Democrat operation from the beginning, just like Smollett's fake KKK attack.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding
the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So we have President Trump's FDA Commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, warned on Tuesday that the FDA may have to step in and override our liberties. The FDA may have to step in and override the Bill of Rights. The FDA may have to step in and override not only our individual freedoms as protected by the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, not only our state governments as protected by the Tenth Amendment, they may come in and demand that we start taking pharmaceutical products, because we've already had the federal government step in under Ronald Reagan in 1986 and say, we got to protect the pharmaceutical industry, give them immunity, create a special master's court, what we call the vaccine court. It will do arbitration for people who have been injured by vaccines. If vaccines are 100% safe, then why do we need that court that they don't tell you about? And as The Hill writes, it's not enough for the government to come in and try to manufacture consent and do it under the fact. This is the amazing thing, is that he's talking about forcing kids to get vaccines in order to attend public schools. And I say, throw me into that briar patch, because what we're going to have is the blind leading the blind, or the uneducated teaching the uneducated. And if you care anything about the life or liberty of your kids, get them out of the schools now. If you haven't already noticed that they're teaching kids in elementary school, the lowest grades of elementary school, or in kindergarten, that they are coming after them with this transgender agenda, basically gaslighting them on the physical realities of their gender. And you know where this is headed. They're trying to normalize the fact that kids in kindergarten, if they can make decisions about their gender, they can make decisions about who or not they want to have sex. So we can allow the pedophiles to have free reign, just like they do on YouTube. Talked about that yesterday. YouTube making millions of dollars, putting out videos, selling advertisements to major corporations for pedophile videos. Oh, well, we can't catch every single video on YouTube. Well, you catch all my videos on YouTube, don't you? Shut everything that I did down. Well, you can't find those pedophile videos. You can find David Knight's videos and shut them down, but you can't find all the pedophile videos if you Google. That's why I said before, they're not a search engine. If they were a search engine, they could find those pedophile videos, couldn't they? Or maybe they know where they are and they want to make money off of it and they want to push that agenda. And so now they're using Pinterest to ban any vaccine-related searches whatsoever. This is also in the InfoWars article. Pinterest has blocked all vaccine-related searches on the social media platform, writes The Hill, in an effort to combat the quote-unquote misleading content of the anti-vaccine movement, said a spokesperson on Wednesday. Going on CNBC. Where else would they go? CNBC, NBC, MSNBC, the same people selling all those lies about Tulsi Gabbard. Facebook, also an NBC piece out there saying, oh, they're going to take down any anti-vaccination pages. Not going to have that debate. You can't even talk about that. So forget your choice, your body, your choice. You're not going to be allowed to make any health choices. You're not going to be even allowed to talk about that. So we'll take away your free speech. We'll take away your health freedom. Take away all that stuff. How do they do it? Well, they use mainstream media like NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, CNN. But then they will also use social media. They'll ban any discussion on Facebook and Pinterest. That's why I say they're coming after your ability to hear information, to see information, and to speak information. Hear no evil about vaccines. See no evil about vaccines. Speak no evil about vaccines or about abortion or about their foreign wars. You know, you're not going to be got to take all that away. When we come back, we're going to talk about he left me for 72 virgins. And we've got a couple of different versions of anchor babies coming up. But I also want to take just a little bit more time and talk about how this is actually information warfare, and they understand that.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, the Trump's FDA commissioner says we've got a national emergency with measles. Nobody's died. They didn't have a national emergency with Ebola. No, it was no problem under the Obama administration. Bring those people in. Yeah, they're in an apartment complex up in Dallas. No problem. Come on in, everybody. Let's just, grab the Ebola blanket and spread it around. It was reckless what they were doing. A much higher percentage. Not everybody dies that gets Ebola, but that's pretty high percentage. Not everybody dies that gets measles. It's a very low percentage. But we're not going to be allowed to have that choice from the My Body, My Choice party. Not going to have that. Not even from the Republicans. No Republicans are out there trying to preemptively protect My Body, My Choice when it comes to vaccines. They're not out there like they are in Vermont. Boy, in Vermont, they're doing everything, shutting down every amendment offered by Republicans and said, you know, there will be no restrictions on any abortions at any point in the pregnancy. There will be no information requirements, no parental informed. Parents aren't going to be informed if they got a minor child who is pregnant. Not going to be informed about that statutory rape. We're not going to tell women who are adults, we're not going to give them any health choices. You're not going to tell them about the risks involved in that because there are risks involved in abortion. Just like there's risks involved in pregnancy. But not going to tell them about those risks. No, we're going to move this ahead because, you know, we might have the Supreme Court shut this thing down. Can't have that happen. We need some Republican legislators out there saying we're not going to let the federal government shut this down. We have a Ninth Amendment. We have a Tenth Amendment. When the Constitution went into effect, nobody turned over their power to make health choices to the federal government. No state government turned that over to them. So we still have those rights. They're still retained by the states, by the people. And if you think that the FDA is capable of making a rational choice about that, you should listen to the former FDA commissioner, David Kessler, who was a commissioner back in the 1990s. As CBS News is pointing out, that was the time that Purdue was coming up with OxyContin. That was the first approved opioid. And David Kessler, who was then FDA commissioner, says the FDA never should have allowed that and other drugs like it to be broadly marketed for chronic pain patients. He said you have a system of pharmaceutical promotion that changed the way that medicine is practiced, and no one, all right, no one stopped it. Oh, well, not only that, but they allowed it to be promoted, advertised, bribing doctors, as we now learn. Is this called regulatory capture? Why, yes, it is. You could also call it corruption. And now these same people, the same institution, the FDA, is going to say, well, I think we might mandate vaccines, which we already had to give them immunity for because so many people are getting sick from the adverse effects. As popular science points out, doctors have been overscribing even fentanyl for years, and the FDA hasn't been able to stop it. Now we've got a study from Johns Hopkins University. Caleb Alexander is the professor of medicine, the author of the new study. He said, I think that our findings raise serious concern regarding the role of manufacturers and the FDA. There is an enormous amount of the inner workings of the FDA and pharmaceutical manufacturers that the public hasn't been able to see. You have to understand it's a revolving door. It's regulatory capture. These people play both sides of the game. These regulators are not looking at the safety. They are pushing the products for these manufacturers. They're manufacturing crises. And they're working with the media, trying to manufacture consent, trying to purge anybody that doesn't follow along with their program, with the narrative that they've created. And it's not just on health issues. It's also on privacy and surveillance and police state issues and on foreign wars, especially on foreign wars. You know, going back to the beginning of this month, the Hit Piece campaign that was done by the same network that is now pushing this mandatory vaccine crap, NBC. It was NBC who came after Tulsi Gabbard for saying the right stuff. Remember back at the beginning of February, when she pushed back on NBC News, she went on MSNBC to talk about the Hit Piece on her by NBC. And Casey Hunt was the person who was interviewing her, said there have been reports that Russian apparatus that interfered in 2016, you know, that Russian conspiracy that they've been investigating and haven't found anything for nearly 3 years. There have been reports that the Russian apparatus that interfered in 2016 is trying to help your campaign. Are you a Russian now? Are you a Russian like Trump and Roger Stone, all these people? Are you a Russian too? Because you don't like foreign wars. You must be a Russian. Why do you think that is? She said, what a sleazeball. Have you stopped beating your wife? You know, why do you think they would accuse you of being a Russian? Tulsi Gabbard said, cite the reports and their credibility. Hunt said, well, the Russian propaganda machine. We know it's a Russian propaganda. America doesn't have a propaganda machine. NBC is not part of the propaganda machine. No, it's the Russia the Russia propaganda machine. We did an analysis, actually, at NBC. Gabbard says, I want to point out that NBC article has been debunked and disproven. Hunt. By whom? Tulsi Gabbard. I would ask you to look at the credibility of the sources and the so-called experts. Hunt. Well, I'm certainly not going to say that my colleagues did not do their due diligence because I know what our standards are here. Yeah, we do too. That's why Tulsi Gabbard doesn't believe it. Yeah, we know their due diligence. We've seen it. We've seen it with the Smollett case. We've seen it with the Covington Catholic case. We've seen, you know, I have to go on and on and on. We've seen it with the Russian investigation for 3 years. We know what your standards of truth are. So she says, well, I'm not going to question the standards of my colleagues here. Gabbard says, well, other journalists have debunked and disproven the so-called experts that you've cited in your article. I think it's actually very dangerous for articles like that and outlets like NBC to put out information that seeks to bully people into saying you can't come out and take the positions that I've taken, call for an end to the Cold War, call for an end to this nuclear crisis that we're facing. If you do that, you're going to be smeared as someone who is a subject of Russian propaganda. Very interesting. And you know, the people who did this, the people that NBC cited as the source for the propaganda were the same people who ran the false flag operation against Roy Moore. Again, going back to the beginning of February, and at that point in time, it was about a month old. And it was something I didn't cover because it wasn't here. And perhaps it was covered here, but I want to cover it. This is the Integrity Initiative. That's all tied into all this stuff. That's what they call it, the Integrity Initiative. That's what they call their initiative to destroy other people's integrity by accusing them of being Russians. How do you accuse people of being Russians? Well, you get a Democrat operative to create a Russian false flag bot operation and blame it on the Republicans, attacking their own candidate, and then pretending that they're the victims. Kind of like what Jesse Smollett did with the MAGA cap. I mean, what he did, it's a perfect analogy. It's exactly what the Democrat Party has been doing on social media and in the regular media. They say, well, it looks like he's running a movie script here. Yeah, it's the Democrat Party script. They've been doing this script ever since somebody exposed the way they rigged the primaries. Oh, don't look at the internal workings of the DNC. Where did that come from? Did that come from Russia? Did that come from Putin? Are these Republicans involved in that? So you got a Democrat operative. He's paid for by the guy that became a multi-billionaire with LinkedIn, exposed by Daily Caller's Pete Hassan about a month or so ago. He created something called the American Engagement Technologies. And what they did was to manufacture all these Russian sites, create bots, attack their own candidate, and blame it on the Republican.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have a professor of he's a professor emeritus of Russian studies, history, and politics. He's taught at the New York University, Princeton University. He's written for The Nation, a left-wing publication. That inoculates him, I guess, from the accusations of being a Russian stooge or being a communist or a socialist. You can be nothing wrong whatsoever. You can't be a Nazi. You can't be a national socialist. You can't be a international socialist, a communist. You can't be any of those things. If you're leftist, you're okay, right? You're not working with Putin. But he wrote an article, how Russiagate is basically a Sovietization of American politics. He says, I've studied Soviet political history for decades. And having lived off and on in that repressive political system before Mikhail Gorbachev, he said he lived in Russia under Leonid Brezhnev in the late 1970s, early 80s. He said, I may be unduly concerned about similar repressive trends that I see unfolding in America in the last few years. This is a guy, again, hardcore left-wing guy. He has taught at New York University, Princeton University, professor emeritus of Russian studies, Stephen Cohen. He writes for this stuff, and he says, yeah, this looks like what I saw in Stalin's Russia. I've said this many times. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. The official use of informants by the FBI to infiltrate Trump's campaign. And all of the rest of the stuff that we've seen in so many different ways. He goes down the list of this. You've had contact, comrade, with foreigners. Are you sympathetic to these other people? If you oppose our political agenda, you must be an enemy of the state. And you must be crazy. You must be conspiring against us. Well, you know, quite frankly, I think it is far worse than anything Stalin was ever able to do. It hasn't gotten to the point now where they're arresting and shooting people and throwing their bodies into ditches yet. Not yet. Right now, they're focused on shutting down information. That will come. That will come. They're going to shut down information. They're going to mandate. They're going to do soft kills through their mandated vaccines and these other drugs that they give immunity to their corporate partners. I don't care if it's IG Farben or if it's one of the American pharmaceutical companies. These fascists, and that is what it is, it's fascism. The merger of corporations and government, the idea that they don't care about the health issues of people. There's absolutely no ethics, no morality to, attached to any of this stuff. It's a cold calculation of power for the government officials and profits for the corporations. That's how you get IG Farben. That's how you get the opioid epidemic. That's how you get mandatory vaccines. And all of this stuff about abortion that they're pushing on everybody, that's for Planned Parenthood. They're more than willing to do that for money. And they want a soft kill. But how do they do this? Well, again, it's going back to these kinds of social media operations that we've seen exposed. A Democrat operative who hatched a Russian false flag scheme against Republican Roy Moore. Well, he got hit from the Democrats with this false flag. You got Russia supporting you with bots. That was a false flag. And then he had the Republicans, I believe it was Mitch McConnell. I think there was a lot of hubris from Roy Moore to go to Capitol Hill and to say, well, I've won the Republican primary. I'm a shoo-in for the election. And I just want to look around up here and tell you guys I'm going to take on Mitch McConnell. And it was right after that, and it came again. Mitch McConnell is not going to attack Roy Moore through, let's say, National Review or something like that would be identified as being conservative. No. He will go through the Washington Post to attack Roy Moore with baseless accusations that can't be proven or disproven. Just like these people, a Democrat operative got involved in this, so he's bankrolled by the guy who got his money out of LinkedIn. He then, this LinkedIn billionaire, Reid Hoffman, creates something called the American Engagement Technologies. American Engagement Technologies and its founder, Mickey Dickerson, have come under fire for meddling in the 2018 midterm elections as well. Okay? So what they did, the Democrat establishment, it's also been pointed out by Glenn Greenwald, that they engaged in pure propaganda in order to please their Democrat deep state overlords and to keep this plan going. The whole plan was a sham. Only the experts that were cited by, again, NBC, the same people that were coming after Tulsi Gabbard, is an organization they called their firm New Knowledge. See how many different levels we've got? We've got a billionaire with LinkedIn. He creates an organization. They fund a corporation called New Knowledge. They got caught by the New York Times fabricating Russian troll accounts on behalf of the Democrat Party in the Alabama Senate race. That would allow them to say, look, we've got Russian trolls attacking Doug Jones. Therefore, the Russian trolls want Roy Moore. Therefore, Roy Moore is bad. He's a Russian, right? And the whole thing is being run by the Democrats against their own candidate, just like Smollett did. What NBC amazingly concealed was the fact that its article was nothing but journalistic fraud. What they cited, they had one source, just like Tulsi Gabbard was saying. Their source, they said, analyst at New Knowledge, the company that the Senate Intelligence Committee used to track Russian activities in the 2016 election. Oh, there you go. Well, okay, so we know that it's true then, right? Because if the Senate Intelligence Committee and part of this Russiagate stuff is involved in it, then we know that they're golden. No, no. Just like the people who were consulted on whether or not the DNC had been hacked were private contractors for Hillary Clinton. And they told the FBI, go away. We've investigated it. There's nothing to see here. It wasn't an internal leak. It wasn't a whistleblower. We were hacked from the outside. We know this. And go away. And they went away. And those people worked for Hillary Clinton. Well, New Knowledge, they are the also experts on Russian activities in the 2016 election. They told NBC News that they spotted chatter related to Tulsi Gabbard. But prior to that, over a month before that, they had found that New Knowledge was caught engaging in a massive scam to create Russian troll accounts on Facebook and on Twitter in order to claim that the Kremlin was working to defeat Doug Jones, therefore he's a good guy, and Roy Moore is bad. New Research's CEO, Jonathan Morgan, was fabricating Russian troll accounts, using them to create a fraudulent appearance that Putin was trying to defeat the Democrat Senate candidate. Even worse, his firm is behind one of the most recent Senate reports on Russian social media election interference, as well as the creation of Hamilton 68. The pseudo data-driven dashboard that is constantly being used by U.S. media outlets to claim that its enemies are supported by the Kremlin. There's another one of those, too, at Indiana University. Truthy. That's being used. Bot or not. That's also another one that's being used. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, via word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision. It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? month later, 95%. No one's ever done. I said, how much does that cost for a bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3 to 5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
So we have NBC putting out a narrative. You see this, a lot of local reports. One here in Austin. Oh, look, there's a measles epidemic. Another one in Houston the next day. Another one. We got a state of emergency declared in Washington, D.C., because we've got a couple of dozen people with measles. Nobody died. We have then the national narrative being put out there. We've got Pinterest and we've got Facebook saying we're going to shut down any discussion from the other side, from one side of the debate. We're not just going to shut down all vaccine discussion. No, we'll only shut down one side of that debate. And then we see in the elections, we see that we have NBC, the same network that is pushing a lot of this narrative, pushed against Tulsi Gabbard, a liberal Democrat, using as a source, the same people who had tried to and very effectively involved themselves in the special election with Roy Moore, again, opposing a conservative Republican. What do they have in common? What does Tulsi Gabbard have in common with Roy Moore? One thing. Not anything, really, other than the fact that they are outside of the establishment. They would challenge the establishment's presumptions. They don't want to have a debate about anything. That's too dangerous for them. No debates are going to be allowed. You're not going to have people on the left that have a different opinion about anything talk about that. You're not going to have people on the right who have a different opinion allowed. You're going to shut down that debate. You got to have that centered debate, just like we see every single election. You have a debate that is run by the mainstream media, and they ask the same 4 or 5 questions of the candidates every single debate, every single election. They never get off of the script. They never talk to them about the legitimacy of the war on drugs. They never talk to them about the legitimacy of the Syrian war. They don't talk to them about anything other than a couple of central issues that are allowed. And they don't want to have that kind of discussion. And so they're going to use the media to shut down, to demonize anybody like that, like they did Tulsi Gabbard. They're going to use social media and bots and a false flag attack against Roy Moore, saying, oh, look, the bots are attacking his opponent. Therefore, he's with the bots. He's with the Russians. And it was the Democrats who did that, just like it was the Democrats who were behind this Russiagate stuff, still pretending that it's Republicans and Trump, orchestrated by them to look like victims, orchestrated by them to make their opponents look like Putin's puppets. In the same way that Jesse Smollett is doing it. He's just not sophisticated as they are. They've just had Twitter the beginning of the month, in preparation for moving against Venezuela. They had Twitter come out and purge over 2,000 accounts. So Pinterest, Facebook, always relied on Twitter, always relied on to shut these people down. You know, just before the election, we had 800 sites that were deplatformed by a wide variety of social media accounts. Twitter bragged about the fact that they'd taken down 10,000 different accounts. Oh, they're Russian bots. Oh, really? Are they? If they're Russian bots, were they created by the Democrats in a false flag attack? We got Indiana University, same place, by the way, where the Kinsey Sex Institute is. As a matter of fact, the guy running this social media control operation is a fellow or sitting on the board. I forget exactly what his official title is, but he's on the board there at the Kinsey Institute. They've tried to separate the Kinsey Institute from Indiana University. Isn't it amazing that the conservative place that Mike Pence comes from has the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University? Nevertheless, they are there, and they have a thing called bot or not. Oh, they are going to be the final arbiters of whether or not you're a bot. And everybody that's ever had a comment on Twitter, if you're a conservative, you've been accused by liberals or maybe by bots of being a bot. So they have their thing called bot or not. You can find out about them at truthy.indiana.edu. And, of course, they named their organization after Stephen Colbert's term, Truthy. They have an organization called the Observatory on Social Media, OSOME. They pronounce it awesome, awesome. I think they're loathsome. And, of course, their Twitter handle is Truthy at Indiana. These are the people who would go out and say, well, we've done our analysis here. And our analysis says that these sites over here, these 10,000 sites are bots. They hand that to the Democrat National Committee, and the DNC gives that to Twitter, and Twitter just immediately bans them without any question. And so now they've just purged 2,000 accounts running up to the military-industrial complex's coup against Venezuela. This is all coming, folks, from NATO. It's coming from the Atlantic Council. If you don't understand that this is coming from the deep state, the surveillance state, same people who've been running this operation against President Trump. I mean, look at who's behind the Russian investigation. They are also the ones who are behind all of this social media censorship against you, against InfoWars. It's NATO. It's the Atlantic Council. It's DARPA, it's the CIA, it's all these different organizations that they've created. Go back to November 2017. Clint Watts, former U.S. Army officer, former FBI agent, member of the Alliance for Securing Democracy. Military-industrial complex. That's all of his credentials right there. He goes, after everybody clears out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, back in November 2017, he goes in and says to them, civil wars don't start with gunshots, they start with words. America's war with itself has already begun. We must all act now on the social media battlefield to quell information rebellions that can quickly lead to violent confrontations and easily transform us into the divided states of America. So we don't want to have any rebellious thoughts that are outside the Republican-Democrat establishment. You know, because when you look at the difference between people like Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi on existential issues, there really is no difference between them. They have some manufactured differences. They are allowed to talk about their differences, for example, on abortion. But on so many other existential issues, there is no difference. And, of course, you know, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, they were going to push through Obamacare when they were running against Obama. They were the backup. They were the hedge, just in case Obama failed for some reason, in case something surfaced about some dirty dealings that he had at the last minute. You got to have a hedge position just in case something unusual like that happens. But, of course, you know, Paul Ryan has always supported open borders. He blocked any effort by other Republicans or President Trump to do anything about the border. I think you're going to see, as Mark Moreno was saying the other day, I think you're going to see Mitt Romney become the champion of environmentalism on the Republican side as well, because that is a key part of globalism. So they have this core of establishment Republicans and Democrats who are always going to say the same thing on these existential issues, these globalist issues. And they want to make sure that voices that aren't part of that, like Roy Moore or Tulsi Gabbard, whether they're left or right, I mean, they're very different from each other, Tulsi Gabbard and Roy Moore. But they are going to talk about things that the establishment doesn't want talked about. And so he goes on to say, Clint Watts, this Army officer, FBI agent, member of the Alliance for Securing Democracy, stopping the false information artillery barrage landing on social media users comes only when those outlets, like InfoWars, he didn't say that, but you know what he's talking about, who are distributing bogus stories are silenced. Silence the guns and the barrage will end. Well, it's not going to end, Clint. Not going to end. We're going to keep coming. We understand what this is about. We've read your Small Wars journals. We've read your asymmetric warfare journals. I've been to your training sites where you want to conduct war against the U.S. citizens. I've read your theorizing that you did 6-7 years ago. Oh, look, we've got conservative, MAGA. They didn't have MAGA caps at that point in time. They were, you know, caps. And look, they're working with the Russians. And now we've seen them play this out.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's what the ISIS brides are saying. We've got one high-profile case here in the United States, another one in the U.K. We're going to get to that in just a moment. The one supposedly from the United States, and it brings up very interesting issues about anchor baby status. She was born, they say, months after her father stopped being a diplomat. Well, you know, that's expressly talked about in the 14th Amendment. In terms of, you know, well, children that are born here, they're native, and that doesn't account people who are visiting here. People, you know, they figured at the time, people whose parents were diplomats here, you know, yeah, they got legal status here because they're a diplomat. But they're not going to be citizens if they're born here. Oh, well, just a couple of months before she was born, he stopped officially being a diplomat 24 years ago. Then she became ISIS bride and so forth, and now she's trying to get back in, suing the U.S. government, even though she's not a citizen. It creates some very interesting issues. Also creates an issue about bringing, and I'm glad it does, we need to hammer the angle that this is really about anchor baby status. And really, what does the 14th Amendment say? We need to revisit that again. It needs to be revisited, not in the heat of an election, and just be used to get elected. President Trump needs to use this to change the existential threats to this country that are there by anchor babies. But, of course, we also took that up to the next level under Barack Obama. We went from anchor babies to DACA. We said we're not going to force the law on people who weren't even born here, but they just decided to come here, you know, before they were a certain age. And now we're going to say, well, you know, you can now bring them in and they can get amnesty and they can bring other people in with them as part of the human trafficking thing. That's what he just signed. It was put under his nose by the Democrats and he evidently didn't read it, just signed it. So we need to talk about this immigration issue. This woman is not happy now. There's no place to run, no place to hide. She's stuck in Syria in an ISIS camp and she's already had two husbands leave her for 72 virgins. And she's on her third husband. He may leave for 72 virgins at any moment as well. She needs to get back to America, even though she wants, while she was there, she was putting out messages telling everybody, spill American blood. No, she wants to get back into America. Pompeo said she's not an American citizen. She has no right to immigrate here. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment as well. Before we get back to the news, before I finish talking about the Small Wars Journal, and explain a little bit more detail what I just threw out there as we're going to break. Maybe some of you understand that context, maybe some of you don't. I'll put it in a little bit more detail here. I want to talk to you about the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. I was just telling you about Clint Watts testifying back in November. You know, it wasn't until August that they deplatformed us off of social media. But he was saying back in November, 9 months before that, civil wars don't start with gunshots. They start with words. And we can't have an information war, right? And so we got to shut down InfoWars. We got to silence the guns, he said, and the barrage will end. Well, can they silence us? That's really kind of up to you. Are you going to let them silence us? Are you going to let them deplatform us, defund us? We have InfoWarsStore.com where you can find the products that we sell. That's what funds us. And it's what allows you to be able to see and to hear things that NBC and the mainstream media and CNN don't want you to hear and see. Don't let them control the narrative. Don't let them sweep their plans to force us to have vaccines, to gaslight us into these foreign wars. Don't let them sweep all that stuff under the rug with Jesse Smollett and another blackface charade like they did with Ralph Northam. Or let them distract you from occasional cortex telling you where the Green New Deal is ultimately going to lead. That kind of communist austerity that we already see. You still see it in North Korea. We don't want that system. If you want to support us, keep us going, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of different products there for your health. We've got some specials there. We got our new products, the InfoWars Life Protein Bars we just introduced last week, natural protein, fiber-backed power, packed power. We've got 240 calories, 15 grams of protein in each of these, two great flavors, vanilla coconut, chocolate peanut butter, and you can get them at 40% off if you get two boxes or more to try them out. It's part of an introductory offer. I was just talking to some friends last night in North Carolina who are on health regime, exercise, and they're watching their diet, doing some intermittent fasting, but also using bone broth. And they're getting great results. And we've got Ultimate Bone Broth right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The power of ancient supernutrients. Get on that. That's going to provide you what you need. You can cut down your calorie intake, but you're still going to get those nutrients that your body needs to build so that you can exercise and do these other things. It's a very effective program. Ultimate Bone Broth right now, 50% off. And finally, we have Brain Force Plus, 50% off if you buy it in combo with our other new nutraceutical, Turbo Force. You can get those two together, the Brain Synergy Combo from InfoWars Life, 50% off Brain Force Plus when you buy it with Turbo Force. You can find all of those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, I threw a bunch of stuff out as we were going to break. You know, I've talked many times about this information war. You know, Hillary Clinton's talked about it. It's an information war and we're losing it. Well, that's what Clint Watts did. He broke that down quite a bit. He said, we've got to act now on the social media battlefield, 9 months before they shut us down. We've got to silence the guns and the barrage will end. If we don't stop this artillery barrage, this information war that we're losing, if we don't silence those guns, we'll lose. And, of course, they did. They can rely on these various social media companies that they have put in power to make that happen. You know, it was just this week we had a committee or a organization, a federal report from the United Kingdom's Digital Culture, Media, and Sport Committee. They said Facebook, because they wanted profits, broke the law to destroy other businesses. That's what the UK committee said. They said the social media sites should not be allowed to behave like digital gangsters. Oh, that's a good way to describe them. Think about that. You know, what did gangsters do? When you go back to our first prohibition, alcohol prohibition, that we eventually stopped because we realized what a failure prohibition is. But, you know, they had turf monopoly. Still do. You know, organized crime is like, well, you want to run this restaurant here? Yeah, you're going to have to pay for insurance. Insurance from me, because I might break your legs, put you out of business if you don't get insurance from me. Well, that's what they do. They have their little turf, their monopoly games that social media plays. They entice people like the triple amputee veteran who invested $300,000 in Facebook ads. Then they pulled him off because they don't like his politics. It's a protection racket. It's intimidation. They're digital gangsters. One person wrote me and said they're goderators. That's a good way to put it. Goderators. They're not moderators. They're goderators. You know, I think it was Uber that talked about the God view. Oh, look, we got this board up here. We can follow where everybody's going. We keep track of everybody's movement. They put up a post where they talked about rides of glory. And say, how many people do you think are having one-night stands? Because we follow them, and we say they're not, you know, I know where they live, and they took an Uber to some place which is not where they lived. And it was in the wee hours of the morning, and they stayed for an hour or two. And then they caught Uber again, and then they went home. Oh, was that a one-night stand? Oh, well, based on that, let's see if there is a correlation to certain holidays. And how many of these rides of glory that people take on Uber, how many of these things happen per holiday? Or let's cut it in a different way. Let's see how this is per city so we can look and see how many people are doing it in this city versus that city and so forth. That, folks, is called activity-based intelligence. And when you start cutting that, when you start mining that data and doing an analysis on it, they call that human domain analytics, geospatial intelligence, being able to track your movements like that, make determinations. Who are your friends? What is your religion? What is your political belief? They can look at all that stuff, just like we saw yesterday. The site, the information that came out from Google, they bought Nest, the digital thermostat, and they said, well, you know, now you can use this for various things and talking about those new uses, they kind of let it slip that it's got a camera in it. And people say, wait a minute, we didn't know that our digital thermostat from Google's got a camera. They're spying on you with all this stuff. But, of course, the key part of this is not just to watch you like some creepy voyeurs that they are, but to make assumptions about you, true or false, just like Uber did on their rides of glory.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Leaps and by bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan.
This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to about 2013, I think it was about when it was. It was right after I came here to InfoWars. I remember Small Wars Journal, where they talk about current strategy. There was a piece, a study, whatever it was. It was written focusing on an imagined revolt coming out of Darlington, South Carolina. And they were talking about how they would put down a domestic revolt. And they said, yeah, these are guys out there in their John Deere caps. Well, today, they're not John Deere caps. Today, they're MAGA caps, right? And these people were imagined to be aligned with the Russians. And one of the things that we talked about when these guys were saying how they were going to fight Americans, in other words, our real enemy are those conservatives out there. They're upset about open borders. They're upset about open trade and so forth. This was during the Obama administration. And you had these guys, these graduates of West Point, military people, strategizing how they were going to defeat the conservatives who were allied with Russians. Now, that was totally unheard of at the time. And that was 3 to 4 years before this manufactured Russiagate stuff. And I remember when we were talking about it at the time, we were talking about how Obama and his administration, these liberals the Pentagon, elsewhere, how much they hated conservatives, so much so that they would demonize conservatives by trying to link them to Russia. Now, can you imagine anybody more anti-Russian than rednecks in this country? But now what have they done? Now it's expected that you know that if you come up with any kind of narrative that is anti-globalist, that you're going to be called a Russian by the mainstream media. They were ahead of the curve there. That was one of the first times we saw that. And that became a thing with the Small Wars Journal. They also were talking a great deal about asymmetric warfare. They've been concerned about the fact that even though they can invade a country for regime change and they can decimate or not decimate, they don't reduce it by 10%. They completely destroy the military of these third world countries, like Iraq and so forth, but they can't win the long-term war. So they come in, they just go like a hot knife through butter, go through Iraq or through Afghanistan, and mission accomplished, we've won the war. And then they try to rebuild a society that's going to be friendly to them. And that hasn't worked, has never worked for the U.S. military. They've had nothing but a stream of defeats with asymmetric warfare. Asymmetric warfare means that the people who are left behind, who see that their country has been invaded, gradually start to get small arms and manufacture small arms, engage in guerrilla warfare against these people that they see as occupiers. And they can never consolidate power. That's why here we are 18 years after September 11th, and the invasion of Afghanistan, now the majority of Afghanistan is back in the hands of the people that we threw out of power. And they're trying to figure out how they're going to have a graceful exit out of there. They've never won an asymmetric war. And that's why they were saying, well, we got to do something, because what was troubling about it was that they were anticipating that there was going to be a civil war here in America. And then they were planning on how they could win the resulting asymmetric warfare, because they can come in, they can wipe out everybody and say, yeah, we've taken out all these different strongholds of people who oppose us. But in the long term, if it goes into a protracted guerrilla war, they aren't going to win that war. They've never won that war. And so they have their asymmetric warfare centers, like the one that I went through, Joe Biggs and I got into, spent a great deal of time. Where they build models of American cities to practice on how they're going to fight. They're not models of urban warfare where they've just got shells. You've seen all of that. That's when they go into other countries. No, they wanted models of America. They want it here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever.
Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Munich Security Conference is back in the news. Remember, we had the individuals who were bragging about how they had taken down hundreds of different sites who opposed endless foreign wars. If you talk about detente now, remember, it was a good thing, wasn't it? When we had so many nuclear weapons from the Soviet Union, the Stalinists, pointed at us, and we had President Nixon, Henry Kissinger, saying we're going to have detente, an easing of strained relations. But now if you say that, you're a Russian agent. If you don't want to have a nuclear war, you are a Russian agent, because, you know, only the Russians want peace, evidently. I don't know. But we've had at the Munich Security Conference, we had individuals who are bragging about the fact that they were going to take down anybody that opposed their agenda, and they did, by the hundreds. And now they're back at it. The Atlantic Council is there at the Munich Security Conference. This is a think tank out of the United States, but of course it's backed by NATO. And the Atlantic Council gave a lot of money to Facebook to get them started. Now Facebook is giving money to the Atlantic Council. Isn't that interesting? Paying them back dividends and doing what they want, which is shutting down any discussion of policy, any opposition to a new foreign war or an escalation of a new Cold War. After CNN report, Facebook censors pages with claimed links to Russia. Facebook has suspended a number of accounts linked to Mafic Media, as reported yesterday, following a report by CNN that claimed that the group is secretly linked with the Russian government. This is an organization that's based in Germany. It is partly owned by a Russian subsidiary, but the company says it has full editorial independence. Oh, no, you're Russian, right? But let's forget about the financial ties and the venture capital funding of Facebook tied back to NATO, the Atlantic Council, the people who want to push foreign wars and intervention everywhere, whether it's Syria or Central America. Forget about the connections and the venture capital funding from DARPA, from CIA, from the people sitting on the boards, the venture capital boards that started these goderators, godlike moderators, the silicon censors. Yeah. If CNN claims that you're Russian, boom, you're gone. Facebook shut you down. Just like we saw with Twitter. The Democrats said, look, these people are Russian bots. Okay, they're gone. 10,000 of them gone before the election. 2,000 of them purged a month ago because we got to lay the path down on the information battlefield for an intervention in Venezuela. I am not sympathetic to Venezuela. I'm sympathetic for the people there. We've used it, and I think rightfully so, to show what happens with centrally controlled economies, which are usually justified, not always, but usually justified by socialism and communism. You know, it's from each according to his ability to each according to his need, that type of thing. Oh, well, that's good. That's humanitarian. Let's just control everybody's lives and the economy, and then it results in starvation. But the Venezuelan people need to solve that. The Venezuelan people need to see that it has failed. They need to be the ones to change the government. Because if they don't want it badly enough, they won't ever have it. They've got to have a Magnificent Seven experience You know, Magnificent Seven, yeah, they did go out and they hired some hired guns, but eventually it was the townspeople who rose up and fought for their own liberty and independence. You got to want it badly enough to fight for it. You got to understand what it is, or it isn't going to work. That's what the one failed asymmetric war after the other has taught us. It isn't simply about winning hearts and minds. Their hearts have got to want liberty. Their minds have got to be fixed on that as an objective. They have to be the one to throw off the tyrant's yoke. I don't want to invade Venezuela. We can't hand them freedom on a silver platter. That's the problem here in America. We think that, you know, we can elect somebody and send them to Washington as a single individual, as a president. He can then hand us liberty in all these different ways. And that isn't going to happen. It's going to happen when we want it here in this country badly enough to do it from the grassroots up. And the same thing is true in Venezuela. So I don't want to see another war in Venezuela, but they do. And they're going to use social media to shut down any criticism of that policy. They can rely on Facebook. They can rely on Twitter to shut that down. And so what the Atlantic Council did was they went to this Munich Security Conference and they put out, got all the people there to sign it, a declaration of principle that explicitly seeks to revise the international order. See, these people are globalists. That's their issue. That's why they ban people on both the left and the right. That's why they come after Tulsi Gabbard and Roy Moore with false flag attacks, with lies about you're with the Russians, or create false flag bot attacks against Roy Moore. The seven-point platform pays lip service to freedom and justice. It talks about freedom, justice, democracy, self-determination, peace and security, free markets, and equal opportunity. But then it says, we want to support an open global economy. Having a hard time seeing how those things, I know what they mean by an open global economy as well. The fourth point of the seven-point plan manages to advocate for private property and capitalism at the same time it advocates for a welfare state and open borders. How do you have private property if you got open borders? You don't have any boundaries. How do you have capitalism with a welfare state? Yeah, we haven't really come to grips with that cognitive dissonance here in the United States yet fully either, have we? So they talk about the right to own property, to purchase goods and services, to invest in a free and open market. At the same time, they talk about how the government has to provide food, water, shelter, medical services, and education, not only for their own citizens, all the free stuff, but also for others in need. Not just for your own citizens, but for others. You got to provide education for others. So forget your American dream. We've got dreamers who want a free education because their government won't pay for it. They're going to come here to America to get it, and you're going to pay for it with your property taxes. And there goes your American dream, your home. Point five talks about an open and healthy planet, of course. We've got to get to environmentalism because that's the basis for globalism. Got to have a global problem to have a global government, to have a global tax to support that global government, a carbon tax. They talk about overreaching global environmentalism. They have talk about migration across nominally controlled borders. Point six, this is the interesting one, the right of assistance. Now, by that, what they mean is the right of intervention. We declare for ourselves that if we decide that a particular government is not providing enough food, water, shelter, medical services for their own citizens and for others, if they somehow are getting in the way of what we call democracy, then we have a right to assist those people. In other words, we have a right to intervene in that country. That's what NATO and the Atlantic Council are pushing. They will define what a non-free society is. And the people who signed this declaration said, we will then invade them. And you have to understand, they have to prepare this on the battlefield. They have to silence the cannons on social media so they can win the information war. And so they silenced InfoWars first on the social media battlefield. But you also have to understand that when they talk about human domain analytics, go back to another year or two after they put on the Small Wars Journal, the imagined fantasy, the revolution that was taking place with conservatives wearing John Deere caps, now of course it's MAGA caps, in Darlington, South Carolina, and how the military was going to stop that. And of course, again, they're training at Fort AP Hill and so forth with the asymmetric warfare centers. They got multiple asymmetric warfare centers where they train to fight the American people in American towns and the American countryside and the American city. I've walked through their mock-ups of the American cities where they're training to fight us. And they hope that they don't have to fight us. They hope that they can defeat us with a, by censorship. And social media is a key part of that. But then you had Jade Helm not too long after that. Remember the motto of Jade Helm? Mastering the human domain? Human domain analytics is what they use to master the human domain. To understand and engage in the human domain, as they say, that's essential if you're going to shape human behavior. It's a full spectrum people control. That's what they're after. They're going to shape our human behavior. They're going to identify us, evaluate us, anticipate what we're going to do.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Find high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please, secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
necessity of human interaction makes influencing human behavior the centerpiece of military strategy. Think about that. That's our military strategist talking about that. The same people who said we've got to silence the guns of the info war on the social media battlefield. The rising velocity of human interaction makes influencing human behavior the centerpiece of military strategy. We recognize the physical, cognitive, social influences on a civilian population have to be targeted by an insurgency. They're trying to analyze why it is that they can't ever win a war of regime change, a war where they come in and supposedly we're going to liberate people from this guy over here who's our enemy, and we're going to put in place our friend, and they don't accept that. And, you know, we come in and we destroy everything, then we rebuild it for them. You know, they won't rebuild our infrastructure. They won't protect our border. But they go in and they destroy this other country and then say, but that's okay. We're going to rebuild it back and we're going to make it better than ever. And we're going to give you a brand new dictator who likes us. And then the people start to fight them. And eventually they're run out of town. It's about to happen again in Afghanistan. So how do they control this? Well, it's very difficult in an undeveloped country like Afghanistan. I remember a friend of mine who was working with the Pentagon contacted me when I was programmer, wanted me to help them to propagandize Afghanistan. It's like, I'm not interested in that. You know, they're going to set up their own news organization to try to tell the Afghan people, you know, how much, you know, they like us or whatever. You know, and they weren't Russians doing that. It was Americans doing that type of thing. Americans do that type of thing all the time. I'm not interested in selling fake news. Not for anybody. You know, if the Afghanistan people want to have freedom, good for them. If they don't want it badly enough, they'll never have it. We can't give it to them, as I said before. And as our founder said, you will never be carried to State of Liberty on a feather bed. And you're not going to be carried there on a military escort by the Pentagon either. You're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to want it enough that you do it yourself. That's the lesson that we ought to know about Venezuela and Nicaragua. And we've seen all kinds of abuses in the past by our government trying to fight the Sandinistas or, you know, the Contras or whatever, creating crack cocaine epidemics in this country. It just has all kinds of blowback in this country that are horrible, the corruption. But that's what these people are about. And when they talk about how they're going to do this, how they're going to master the human domain, they say we've got to identify relevant actors. We've got to evaluate what they're doing. We've got to anticipate what they're going to do, right? That's anticipatory intelligence as well. Big part of it, you know, think about Minority Report. And then we have to influence the will and the decisions of these people. Do you understand that we see social media as a battlefield, as a debate? They don't want a debate. They want to purge us off of that social media battlefield so they can push their unopposed agenda on us. It is a mind control area. It's always been that way. If you go back to the earliest day, the very first guy who talked about creating the internet, the intergalactic computer network that we now call the JCR Licklider at DARPA, he was a psychologist. The whole thing is a psychological trap. Yes, we have captured it and we've used it for our own purposes in many cases, but they're taking it back. That's why when it became practical to have an internet, that's why DARPA and right there at the forefront, putting their high-ranking officials on the venture capital boards to create the companies like Facebook and Google to dominate the internet. That's why the CIA came out of the shadows and openly set up a venture capital firm, Incutel, to create these data mining companies and the companies that were going to control the flow of information on the internet. It was always designed to control us. It was always designed to identify, to evaluate, to anticipate, to influence our lives. We can use it for other things, and we can try to take that tool away from them. But that was the way that it was designed, and that's the way they're rolling it back now. That's right. You can see that org chart right there. Here's another example, article from Zero Hedge Today, how the left is using corporations to shut down conservative speech. Now, they began by talking about, this is coming from Real Clear Politics, talking about how on January the 8th, the restaurant chain Red Lobster became the 20th major advertiser to stop running ads on Tucker Carlson's show. Well, yeah, it's boycotts, it's blacklisting, it's using banks to say we're going to shut down your ability to process stuff, but it's also using corporations to be even more direct in what they do. And then these same people who say, we have to shut down this Christian bakery because we don't like this guy's, what he's doing in his business. These same people will say, oh, yes, but, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Google, they're private corporations. They can do whatever they want. They can control other people's speech if they don't like it. That's their prerogative. I don't agree with their political agenda, but that's their, you ever hear these people say that about one little baker or photographer who's a Christian? He says, I don't want to custom make a cake for you. I'll sell you cakes off the shelf. I don't really care anything, but if you want me to get involved in this and, you know, do an Adam and Steve cake, I'm not comfortable doing that. Oh, no, you will do that or we will shut you down. That's what the Democrats do. Even after they lost at the Supreme Court, they came back against that same baker in Colorado, the same Democrats, the same Colorado, I think what they call themselves, a human rights commission or something. They did the same thing to him, not with a homosexual couple, but with a transgender man who wanted a traniversary cake. I guess he doesn't call it that. I call it that. It was the anniversary of his trannery or whatever. celebrate the anniversary of his mental illness diagnosis. Nevertheless, he came back to this guy. Now they got another case against the same guy. Oh yeah, we'll hound him endlessly, but Facebook and Google and Twitter, these giant corporations, oh, no. They're a private company. They have private rights. Don't tell them what to do. What hypocrisy of this. I'll just put in a word for Red Lobster, by the way. I just keep seeing all these companies out here. It's like the thing that happened with a Nike sneaker yesterday. Yeah, I've got a pair of Nikes. Same thing happened to me. I didn't hurt myself because I don't engage in that kind of hardcore activity like a professional basketball player. But, you know, the basketball player, actually, he wasn't a professional. He's a college. Wasn't it Duke, I think? Anyway, Obama was there. He said, yeah, he fell down, hurt his leg or his knee or ankle or something because his shoe came apart. And Nike's stock goes, phew. Nike's stock. Lost a few points off of that. There you go. Yeah, Duke, his shoe came apart. My Nike shoe failed in exactly the same way. Nike, they also did an economic boycott of us. I don't know, maybe they did a boycott of Tucker Carlson. They tried to boycott us as well, other conservative media. Of course, they have Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, on their board of directors. Figures, doesn't it? But, yeah. And then Red Lobster. I worked there as a busboy. I quit. That's the shortest job I ever had because I couldn't get that grease off of my white shirt. My mom couldn't bleach it out. I thought, why are people eating this stuff? Those are the people who are boycotting Tucker Carlson. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Not only do we have the Democrat Party essentially becoming the party of Stalin. I mean, it is across the board. Not only are they using Stalinist tactics against President Trump and the people who supported him, as we saw and continue to see being used against Roger Stone and others, this whole you're with the enemy over there. You know, this whole conspiracy theory, false flag, as we've now seen the exposure of how these people set up a Russian bot false flag to try to defeat Roy Moore. Very successful in doing that. Yeah, they got away with it. Same people then attacked Tulsi Gabbard, a liberal Democrat. And I say, yeah, you're with the Russians. And we know because these people have told us that you're with the Russians. These are the same people who created fake Russian bots to attack the Democrat candidate so they could say that Roy Moore was with the Russians. Just exactly what Smollett is doing. But the question then becomes, you know, as some Democrats are trying to navigate this hardcore socialist approach that's been championed by Bernie Sanders, by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others. Now you've got everybody jumping into it, right? You've got all the Democrat presidential candidates trying to out Bernie. And some of the Democrats are trying to push back against this. Here's a Democrat Congressman Meeks questioning whether or not Bernie is even a Democrat. Should he even be allowed to run for president as a Democrat? He's always identified himself as an independent. I don't think he's independent. I think he really is with the Russians. He went to Moscow for his honeymoon when Moscow was still Stalinist, when it was still communist. Wasn't a Russian federation then. Here's Congressman Meeks questioning whether or not Bernie is really a Democrat.
The difference for me is Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. So I don't understand why Bernie Sanders, who does not want to become a member of the Democratic Party.
He vowed he would run, and if he wins, rule, you know, no, reside no. as a Democrat.
Run as a Democrat. We've asked him on a continuous basis. If, in fact, you want to be the Democratic nominee, you should be a Democrat. If you're not a Democrat, you should not run. He should run as an independent. He's not a Democrat. So to me, I wouldn't allow a Republican to run as a Democrat or for the Democratic nominee.
You don't think nominee. He should be allowed to run in the Democratic Party?
I don't think he should be a Democrat. I think that he should say if he wants to be a Democrat, he should register in the Democratic Party. And then you can talk about running and to be my representative. Mm-hmm. I want a Democrat to be my representative as president of the United States,
well,
to be my nominee.
He's doing it.
All right. So, of course, he's not a if he looks like a Democrat, if he talks like a Democrat, if he walks like a Democrat, you know, you would think that he'd be a Democrat. But labels mean a lot to Democrats and liberals. They always win the debate by using labels. They mislabel you. They label themselves. They like a label. They steal it. Liberal used to mean people who supported liberty. Now it doesn't anymore. Now, liberal is the name, the mask that people who are communists use. You know, they're not happy with the term socialism or communism, so they come up with the name progressive or liberal, but it's still the same thing. For example, Elizabeth Warren. I mean, you know, if Bernie is a communist, if Bernie is a socialist, and he's happy with that label, he owns that label, but you've got other people who, you know, well, no, you know, we're Democrats. We're not all of those things. No, but just listen to what Elizabeth Warren wants. I mean, is she a socialist? Is she a communist? Here's Elizabeth Warren.
Workers get to elect 40% of the seats on the corporate. This is a bill I've already put forward. 40% of the seats on corporate boards. Ways to get more power back into the hands of workers. That's how we start to rewrite
workers unite.
This economy. And I just keep working through that in every part of it. Taxes, progressive taxation. I put an ultra-millionaire's tax out, a proposal on this. Think about this. If we taxed people, families, mm-hmm. that have more than $50 million in assets, if we charged them 2% a year and they put that back in the kitty to help build opportunity for everybody else, we could pay for universal child care. Mm-hmm. We could bring down student loan debt. We could make a big down payment on a Green New Deal. We could make the investments that make this country work. And that's for me what this is all about.
Workers, let's tax the rich. Let's give workers representation on corporate boards. I thought these were the people who were saying you can't tell corporations what to do when it comes to censorship, but you can tell them what to do when it comes to minimum wage or other policy, right? Workers unite. If she were to call herself anything other than a progressive, wouldn't people understand what's going on? But it's the labels. The labels are very important. That's why when they say, you know, Bernie's not a Democrat, he's a different label, so he can't run as a Democrat. Labels mean so much to them, but if you look at the policies, they are hardcore Stalinists. Workers unite. Yeah, rich people tax. As Bloomberg points out, the Democrats embrace, this is Bloomberg, Democrats embrace tax the rich label after ducking it for years. And of course, front and center is Elizabeth Warren. And of course, she's also got another key plank of the radical communist revolutionaries from when I was growing up, the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, they were pushing this thing we'd never heard of before. White skin privilege. That was a new thing back then. And it was Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground that were pushing that so hard. because they realized that the Marxist rhetoric of workers, of proletariat uniting against the greedy corporations, all that kind of, that economic division, competition, envy, jealousy, warfare, that wasn't working in America. They needed something different. So they wanted to turn to a race war. And so, you know, you had them, you know, it's theorized, well, let's put out the white skin privilege. It wasn't Bill Ayers who actually created that term, but he popularized it with the Weather Underground as they were blowing up buildings. Radical communists. Now that has become the basic rhetoric of the Democrat Party from K through 12 all the way up through graduate school. And people like Elizabeth Warren are calling for black reparations for black Americans. You know, we've got to have all of us. If you are the wrong skin color, you got to pay for things that were done hundreds of years ago. It's your fault. The sins of the fathers. She wants to visit on people. This is a radical agenda that she has embraced, just like the Marxism that she has embraced. She's trying to out communist Bernie. Pretty amazing. You know, that's pretty hard. I mean, she's got a lot of catching up to do. You know, Bernie, like I said, he went for his honeymoon. He went to the Soviet Union, not Russia, the Soviet Union. Just like de Blasio violated U.S. law that prohibited travel to Cuba, took his bride to Cuba because they just love communism so much. And they want us to have it as well. It's just kind of like Cory Booker. You know, he loves his vegan diet, and he's going to shove that down your throat because your diet of that's non-vegan is not sustainable. Only Cory Booker's diet is sustainable. So you're going to eat the same kind of socialism that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren eat, and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. They're going to shove that down your throat. She's decided that child care is a fundamental right. She said child care should be a fundamental right, period. No. Barack Obama actually talked about the concept of positive and negative rights. He understands the difference between those two. You know, we have talk about in the Declaration of Independence, we talk about rights as being things that we all possess that are given to us by God. And then what we do is we create the Constitution, we create government to protect those rights from anybody taking them away, including corporations. And we say, the government, you can't do this because you would take away the rights that we have from God. Instead, these people say, well, that's negative. We want to give you positive things, so we'll be God, and we will give you everything in life. Those are positive rights.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
By leaps and by bounds,
number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk about what I mentioned earlier before about the ISIS bride who's had two husbands who have left her for 72 virgins. And I want to talk about the poster child for the Green New Deal. You didn't realize that it's not new, right? It is old. It's not only old in terms of the socialism, the crony capitalism, the corruption that we have seen over and over again, but it is old in the sense that we've been practicing this type of corporate subsidy control prohibitions. We've been practicing that for quite some time as we subsidize cars for the very rich at the expense of ordinary taxpayers, workers in the terms of Elizabeth Warren. So workers have to pay for the subsidies for these electric vehicles. And, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, because it's all for the greenness of it. We'll talk about that, and we've got Elon Musk saying that he's really going to do a self-driving Tesla in 2020. So he really didn't mean it before. Now he really means it. We'll talk about that as well, 72 virgins. So we got one last segment here. Real quickly, before we get into these stories, I want to tell you about the products that you can find on special now at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds InfoWars. Go there directly. You can find a lot of different products to support your health. As I was saying earlier in the program, I've got some close friends back in North Carolina. They are on a exercise and diet program, reducing their calories, but trying to keep their nutrition up. They're using bone broth as part of that. You can get Ultimate Bone Broth at 50% off. They're having a lot of good results, as a matter of fact. Maybe trying that program that they're on right now, and the center of it is bone broth because it has a large amount of ancient supernutrients as well as modern technology to keep you going even on a lower calorie intake, 50% off. We also have the Brain Synergy Combo where you can save 50% on Brain Force Plus if you buy it in combination with our other nutraceutical that we just put out, Turbo Force, our new nutraceutical. So you can save 50% off of Brain Force. You buy it in combo with Turbo Force. And finally, we have our InfoWars Life protein bars. Natural protein packed with fiber, only 240 calories, but 15 grams of protein in each of them, and great tasting. Vanilla coconut or chocolate peanut butter. You can get 40% off if you buy two boxes or more at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, the ISIS bride, and of course there's another one in Britain, the one that is supposedly an American. That's the question. Is she even an American? Hoda Mutana. And in Britain, it is Shamima Begum, I guess is the way you pronounce her name. I don't know. They're not American. They say, as they talk about her in USA Today, they call Hoda an Alabama woman who joined ISIS, the ISIS bride, the American ISIS bride. Well, is she? That's the real question. When she was 24, she left Alabama. She was living in Alabama, and that was 4 years ago, for ISIS-held territory in Syria. She was found living with her 18-month-old son in the same refugee camp in northern Syria where the British ISIS bride who wants to come back to Britain, 19 years old, she gave birth to a baby boy last weekend, according to British media reports. And the question is, as this woman wants to come back in, should she be allowed in? Is she even an American citizen? And it goes to the very definition of citizenship and the 14th Amendment and anchor babies. And it's kind of interesting because Secretary of State Pompeo has said, no, she's not even an American citizen. They have sued, her father has sued President Trump and the American government to get her in. Question is, does she have standing? So it's going to force them to take a look at the 14th Amendment. I think that's a good approach. She tricked her family into letting her go to Atlanta, she said, for a school field trip. Instead, she got on a plane, went to Turkey, then went to Syria, then went to join ISIS. Less than a month after arriving in Syria, she married Suhan Abdul Rahman, an Australian jihadist. He died only a few months later. In other words, he left her for 72 virgins during a Jordanian airstrike. Then she went on to marry at least, they say, at least two others. We don't know how many ISIS fighters she's been the bride to, but at least one of her other ISIS husbands also left her for 72 virgins. She married a Tunisian fighter with whom she had her son, Adam. He met his ISIS, his 72 virgins in Mosul when he was killed. And then she, while in Syria, was tweeting out anti-American statements aimed at recruiting new ISIS supporters. Some of those messages encouraged people to, quote, spill American blood, unquote. She says she's lived under harsh conditions. She's learned her lesson. Well, maybe, maybe not. Now, you've got the Brookings Institute, a liberal neocon institute. They think that the approach being taken by Secretary of State Pompeo is wrong. He is saying that she's not an American citizen. He said she is not an American citizen. She will not be admitted in the U.S. She does not have any legal basis, no valid U.S. passport, no right to a passport, no visa to travel to the United States, and we're not giving her one. So she isn't going to come here. She doesn't have standing. She's not an American citizen. Now, their counter is that she was born in Hackensack, New Jersey in October 1994. They say her father had stopped being a diplomat earlier than that. So her father was a diplomat. Now, in the 14th Amendment, it expressly rules out people who are children of foreign diplomats, people who are living here. You know, they're entitled to live here because they're foreign diplomats, but they are not under the jurisdiction of the United States under the 14th Amendment. And this is why I believe, and many others believe, that the 14th Amendment prohibits this whole concept of anchor babies that President Trump has talked about before both of these elections, before the 2018 election and 2016 election, but then it gets dropped. Hopefully this will revive this issue. If you are a foreign citizen and you come here, your parents come here, even if they come here illegally trying to sneak into the country, you are not under the jurisdiction of the United States. You are not a citizen, in other words, of the United States. So your children are not U.S. citizens. Now, the Brookings Institute, of course, wants to have open borders. They want to have anchor baby, so they're not happy with this decision. I thought it was kind of interesting. They said, well, if she should come back in. We've got a very strong, robust legal system. Not so sure about that. But they said if she returns for trial, she won't pose a threat. And if she voluntarily joined ISIS, which seems likely, she should be allowed to come home, be given a trial, and then put in jail. Okay. And we would support her. Isn't it interesting that she would rather be in our jails than to be living in the ISIS community? But they think that that would be important to put her in jail. They said, you know, just because she's a woman, just because she's an ISIS bride, they have played an important role for ISIS as recruiters, as enforcers, and to build up the caliphate that they're trying to create. She should be held fully responsible for her own actions because she has done all of those things. They point out that they don't like what the president is doing because European leaders are looking for an excuse not to take back their citizens who went to fight for ISIS. And they want to have control over the borders. And they don't want there to be control over the borders. So we got to play this anchor baby game. We got to pretend that even people who go to fight for ISIS can come back and live in this country. And eventually get out, because we don't, in spite of what the Brookings Institute says, we do not have a robust justice system. There's not much justice in this system. Real quickly, we've only got about a minute left, so I'll probably pick this up again on Monday. I thought it was interesting that Elon Musk has got to come up with some new thing to dangle in front of everybody. Every time things are looking bad for his company. So now what he's saying is, I think we will be feature complete on a full self-driving car for 2020. Now, what does that mean? Well, Wired says that means you'll be able to find, your car will be able to find you in the parking lot, not the other way around. It'll be able to pick you up. It'll be able to take you all the way to your destination without intervention. Well, maybe not. As we've talked about at InfoWars, one of the things that's going to happen if they're able to get this technology to work, these things are going to be going around, creeping around on the roads incredibly slowly. So slowly that you could put your cup of coffee there with open cup of coffee and you'd never spill it. And they're going to be not even in a parking lot. You're not going to be in a parking lot. Your car's not going to be. Why in New York City would you want to pay for parking if you could tell the driverless car, just keep circling around until I come out? And so they're just going to clog the highways. But he's talking about this kind of nonsense now, and it is nonsense, because the Model 3 has been removed from being recommended by Consumer Reports. He can't sell these things. I mean, supposedly he had 500,000 orders for that. Now he's going to start giving them away, as Eric Peters points out. He's going to start leasing them, which is what GM did before they had to kill the Volt.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
For those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, this combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force instant drink mix with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy, and to reach your full potential. Hit the next generation of advanced neural activation with the Brain Force Plus Nootropic, a fan favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients for a true 360 win. With this combo, you can have energy wherever you need it. At home, on the go, in the car, and more. Get pure energy on tap and take advantage of old and new InfoWars powerhouse formulas with the Brain Synergy Combo. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.